This is an Ancho Radio Podcast.
Hello there.
It's Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. And now the stars of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. Dave and Darren.
Don't let me forget.
Okay.
I've got someone in the birthday barn today.
Okay.
All right.
Don't let me forget, because we do have a listener as well in the birthday barn. So yeah.
Because it's Dave's birthday.
Aren't you kind? Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you. Really? You want to start with this?
Happy birthday to you.
Well, all right.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
I'm going to ask what Beatles-related anniversary tipped you off that it's my birthday?
Actually, it was Rhonda.
Oh, well, isn't that kind? Tell Rhonda I said thanks. Gosh, there's a birthday barn somewhere in here. And now
47 today?
47 years old, yes,
see,
sir.
See, I think 47 was when I started calling myself 50.
Oh, I'm in no rush to do that.
Oh, it happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, 47 at that point. I'm 50. Just so you kind of get used to it.
Well, I'm no longer in my mid-40s.
No, you are not.
I'm in my late 40s now, officially, right?
Yes.
Is that how we feel about it? It's officially I'm in my late 40s. Thrilled to be here. I lost a lot of friends in my 30s, so getting another year on is fantastic. I've made another journey around the sun.
And not all of them died.
No.
I just lost a lot of friends.
They won't return my calls.
I don't know what I did.
Here's one. Hey, guys, can you give a quick shout-out to my friend John? His 38th birthday was yesterday. He and I are big fans. Thanks so much.
Sure.
That's from Sarah. You bet we will. So happy birthday to John. And, well, as Cracker said on their brilliant debut album, happy birthday to me.
Actually, it was when I turned 38, I was telling everybody I'm 50.
You've always been excited about being 50. Yeah, when I met you, you were 50
years old. I would be more excited about it now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You'd be more thrilled to be 50 now as opposed to, geez, you're going to be 45 this year, or 55 this year.
Double nickels.
You're going to be Doug Buffone this year.
Yeah, that's right.
Body boy, that's huge. Did I tell you I found Ed Obradovich?
Uncle Fuzzy.
I found Ed Obradovich on the radio.
No.
He does WGN postgame.
With
WGN,
who?
I think it's him, Dan Hampton, and somebody else. It's pretty good.
He's an excitable boy.
It's not like it was Ukaipa.
Uh-huh.
But hearing Ed say, Dan,
Mitch Trubisky, Dan, they had Deshaun Watson, they had this Patrick Mahomes, and they went Dan with this Mitch Trubisky who cannot throw the long ball, Dan.
It's
not bad.
It's similar.
I didn't see any of the game. Any of the last game.
The last Bear game?
It was Monday night, right?
Yeah.
I never got around to it.
Oh, that was a good one.
Well, yeah.
That was fun.
And
they beat the Vikings. They're tied for first place because the Packers lost last night.
And I think I've got a system.
Okay.
I've got a system. I've been so poor at cover five.
You have.
I took the Packers last night.
That wasn't good.
Well,
football.
Not good for me, and not good for the Packers apparently either.
So will you be taking division
rivals? So what I'm going to do with the cover five, I'm going to consider the cover five as like a voodoo doll.
I like what you're doing here.
And
come on, let's go, you guys.
So,
jeez, brother.
I probably should
take the Vikings then this weekend.
Yeah, I guess so.
I like what you're doing. I like that you're willing to fall on the sword for the beloved Bears.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
what am I going to get out of it?
Well, that's true. You'd much rather the Bears win than you win.
Sure.
I mean, and
let's face it.
As long as you're this far behind.
Well, and let's face it.
Yeah.
That's just more likely.
Right.
It's just much more likely that would happen. So,
fuck Ryan out loud. Holy man. What do you call that?
You might as well go down that road.
The thing is, they all know my name. They all respect me. If you get a chance, YouTube that George the Bear NFL films. It's so worth watching. This guy is just so out of his mind. And by the way, the Bears had no problem letting him on the sideline.
I made my own suit.
Multiple suits.
I made a suit. Can I be on the sidelines? It's the 1960s. Early 1960s.
Where the hell's Butkus at?
Sure, get on over here.
No, it was a much simpler time. Yesterday was the 50th anniversary of Abbey Road.
That's true.
Your thoughts?
It's a good record.
Today, the 25th anniversary of Monster from R.E.M.
Boy, isn't that weird.
Yeah. Yeah. So that came out on my 22nd birthday. Happy birthday to me, I guess. Abbey Road, 50 years old. So that was their last record, right?
The last one they recorded.
Oh, so Let It Be came out afterwards.
Yes.
So they recorded Let It Be, and then they did Abbey Road, but they put Abbey Road up before Let It Be?
Yes.
That seems like, why did they do that?
I don't think that they thought that Let It Be was finished or wasn't happy with it. And it's like, okay, let's shelve that one.
And if I understand what I've been reading online, the Abbey Road cover, and everybody has to go to that street and have their picture taken, which I'm sure that's got to be a real thrill for the people of the neighborhood. Great, more idiots getting their picture taken crossing the street. We're trying to get somewhere.
Constantly.
My understanding is that Paul McCartney wasn't wearing shoes on the album cover, and that's because he wanted everyone to know that he had died a couple of years earlier.
I guess so, yes.
Right? It was like that's a tip off to everybody, like, I'm not wearing shoes because you don't wear shoes when they bury you.
The thing that's kind of interesting...
By the way, you absolutely do.
The thing that's kind of interesting with that particular photo shoot... They only took like 5 photos. They only went across a couple times.
We're good.
And if you take a look at the other photos, it's like they're not even trying. It's like they would have made a horrible album cover.
Really?
It's like you guys are a bunch of mopes.
So they just weren't interested. They weren't feeling it.
They weren't. They just. It's like, are you guys? Mm-hmm. I'm going to take one more picture. You want to try this time?
Well, think about
and then they
think
you know,
about their
nail
album
it.
Covers. Your Beatles. You've got. Album covers like, I mean, Revolver's a masterpiece. You can look at that and find something new every time, right, with all the drawings. Mm-hmm. You got Sgt. Pepper. I don't think there's any question the greatest album cover ever made, right?
I like Boston.
Yeah, and then you get the Beatles, where they're just the white album, which is like, just our name on a sea of white, which is kind of brilliant, right?
There's Shit Sandwich. Shark Sandwich.
Well, that's nitpicking, isn't it? So then, by the time they got to Abbey Road, it's like, we've already completely... done everything we could do
but
with
again,
the covers.
The thing is, they're looking like they're just walking like a couple like mopes with their heads down, and they're just like, okay, we're walking across the street. Yeah, great.
We don't want to do this. We don't like each other.
And then it's like, guys, one more. Please, just one more.
So we used to do this gimmick when we were on the FM radio. I'm not sure how many of you are just fans of the podcast, how many of you knew us when we had a show on FM radio, but we used to do this bit when over the first snowfall would happen. We would just take a morning and just play cover versions.
Right.
Songs that were covered, made famous by one artist, covered by another. And our gimmick was, when the Quad Cities is covered with snow, it's Dave and Darren's
That's
all-cover show.
That's what we did for that particular morning.
It was a lot of fun because it gave us a chance to play some really cool records.
Yep.
It was also really fun because I didn't have to really plan anything that day. Like, I didn't have to worry about putting a show together. We're just going to sit here and play records.
There were always plenty of suggestions, including...
Right, but then the suggestions... And it happened at more than once where we were doing our cover show, and this guy calls, and he goes, yeah, how about Somewhere in Time from Iron Maiden? And we're like, that's an album. What are you talking about? Really good cover, though.
Good cover.
Really good cover.
I love
cover the cover. That robot
cover
with the
art.
With the robot and the
play
and
something
the,
off the first Boston album.
Yeah, really good cover. No. We're not playing songs
because
from albums whose covers we enjoy.
Play something from Blind Faith. You should be locked up.
You know which record I'm talking about.
The one with the spaceship. The one with the airplane.
Can you play something from that Scorpions record you can't get in the States?
You know, the one with the underage naked girl?
Okay.
Play more Blind Faith.
Israeli woman has been hospitalized with broken heart syndrome. Because she mistook wasabi for avocado. This woman's in her late 60s. She goes to a wedding. The woman ate a large amount of what she thought was avocado dip, only to quickly realize that it was in fact wasabi
paste.
And
it's already in me.
She said she felt a sudden pressure in her chest before the feeling moved down to her arms. The sensation lasted for a few hours. She decided to stay at the wedding, though, and tough it out. The next morning, she woke up uncomfortable and weak, decided to see a doctor. They do an EKG on her, right?
Mm-hmm.
Her ECG, electrocardiogram. And it revealed that she was suffering from what they call Takotsubo cardiomyopathy, which is known as broken heart syndrome.
Broken hearted because she loves guacamole so much.
I can't believe guacamole let me down.
I can't believe I didn't get to have any guacamole at that wedding.
This is a syndrome that's experienced by people 50 years or older usually. It's triggered by an extreme emotional or physical stress, like the death of a loved one.
Yes.
You'll hear this, where it's like, grandma died, and then a couple weeks later, grandpa died of a broken heart. And that's a sweet thing to say, but it also is exactly what happens.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Their hearts stop working because the stress breaks their heart.
Wasabi can apparently do this, too.
Yes, especially if you're taking a big mouthful of it.
Maybe that's something you suggest to people who have gone through something like
that.
I've
never been to a wedding that's had either guacamole or great-grandpa, wasabi.
Great-grandpa, I know you loved great-grandma. But here's some wasabi. This will take care of everything.
This will get you to where you need to go.
This will help you.
You want go head towards the light. Put this wasabi in your mouth and tell grandma we said hello. They say to the best of their knowledge, this is the first broken heart syndrome that has been triggered by wasabi consumption. Wouldn't you think, though, that your tongue would be kind of a tip-off that what you had in your mouth was not avocado?
That she didn't spit it out?
Right.
And that's a very creamy wasabi.
Yeah, because wasabi's a paste.
Yes, although I suppose you could make it creamy.
Yeah, you think that's a mistake you could make? You think
no.
You could mistake avocado for wasabi?
Yes, I don't think I would make the mistake of. But once making guacamole with wasabi, although it's actually that sounds like a good idea.
Once it's
adding a little bit of wasabi to your guacamole, whatever you say, Jack White.
Yeah, Jack White's furious at the suggestion of you tampering with his recipe. But my question is, once it's in my mouth, I'll go, well, that's not avocado, and I would spit it right out.
Well, you would think most people would do that. She apparently went the other way.
I'm at this wedding, and I don't want to make a fool of myself.
That could be.
Yeah, I could see that happening. Yeah, right?
Easy now.
All right, let's get into the top five things, shall we?
The top five things brought to you by Factory of Fear. It's their opening night.
Tonight?
Tonight.
Outstanding.
But not
hey,
tonight.
That's something everyone can enjoy.
Factory of Fear, the Quad City's only year-round haunt, located at 5027 4th Avenue in Moline, open Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays and Halloween, and it's opening night tonight through Halloween. With over 20 minutes spent within the Fear, the Quad City's longest-running and largest indoor haunted attraction is celebrating 25 years of Fear. Tickets are available now in advance, $15 for general admission.
I'm just putting this together. 25 years of Fear. 25 years ago today, REM put out Monster.
That's weird. Now you're
Of course, you're
spooking me out,
very
man.
Very frightening.
Do you have what it takes to make it through over 20 minutes of the Quad City's most horrifying haunt? Open Fridays and Saturdays 7 till midnight and Sundays and Halloween 7 till 10. Last year, they did a lot of work. They did a 100% remodel, which included 30-plus rooms and more twisted characters. This year, almost 5,000 square feet is being added to the haunt, Factory of Fear, the only Illinois top 10 haunt in the Quad Cities, reviewed by HauntedIllinois.com, and a Voters' Choice Top 10 Haunted House, the longest-running and most decorated haunt in the Quad Cities, Factory of Fear, 5027 4th Avenue in Moline, and online at FactoryofFear.com, Factory of Fear, where fear is made.
Happy birthday
to
you.
Thanks, guys.
If you'd like to reach out to us or to Dave and wish him a happy birthday.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you all.
We would both appreciate it, him more than me. you can use the Oscars Pub text line, 470-23-NACHO.
We are partners through and through. I want you to think of this as your birthday.
So now I'm 55 now? And then I'm 56 in December?
That's how it works.
You're trying to wasabi me, man.
Very tasty.
Go see Grandma.
Go to the light, Grandma.
It's like, whoa, what is going on?
Tell Checkers hello.
Checkers?
Well, someone's got a dog named Checkers.
Nixon's dog? Say hello to Nixon's dog, Grandpa.
Well, there's no reason Checkers had to go to hell.
Let me tell you something. Watergate was Checkers' idea.
Oscars pubbed. The text line 470-23 Nacho coming up on Saturday, October 12th. It's Oscar's Pub's Beer Fest, including a team beer pong tournament, Van's Pizza's bread nugget eating contest, and live music from the Betterman and Milwaukee's own Pat McCurdy of Sex and Beer fame. Get those tickets in advance. Just go to the Facebook page. There's a link. You can buy those for $5 as opposed to paying $10 at Oscar's Pub at 5027 Competition Drive next to the TBK Sports Complex. The podcast originating, as it always does, from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, but so much more than that, including their Chicken Chipotle Crunch, premium chicken grilled with white American cheese, topped with lettuce, tomato, crispy cheddar onions, and chipotle ranch dressing. It's absolutely delicious. Get one today. Be sure to turn your favorite sandwich, whatever that might be, into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. And when you're there, of course, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
At the conclusion of the top five things, Darren and I will be engaging in one of the things that is taking over the social media right now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Stick around. You won't want to miss that.
Number one.
Got a little questionnaire for you, Darren. I'm dying to get your answers. Number one on the top five things, it's from the I Can't Believe Darren Wasn't On That Flight file.
I haven't been on a plane in a while.
I'll be on a plane a week from today.
I gotcha.
On my way out to Denver, Colorado.
And then you're smuggling all the grass back.
Don't think I'm going to do that. Alaska Airlines
flight... Well, not all the grass.
not all the grass in Colorado?
All the grass in Colorado.
Smuggling all the grass in Colorado.
It's a tribute to Glen Campbell.
Alaska Airlines flight had to make an emergency landing yesterday after a passenger threatened to storm the cockpit because he couldn't use the bathrooms in first class. Flight from JFK Airport to Los Angeles.
I'll fly economy. I will not poop economy.
I'm not going to take a dump with these animals.
Not a chance. I'll sit with you. No offense.
I don't respect you enough to defecate with you, though. I go up and I crap where the rich people are. Flight from JFK Airport to LA had to have a forced landing in Kansas City when this guy tried to enter the cockpit.
No, we can't have that.
And then made a threat against the aircraft because he was unhappy that they wouldn't let him use the bathrooms in first class. Now, his argument was the bathrooms in coach are full.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're being used, then I have a right to use that bathroom. That's not how anything works.
Well, and you wonder what sort of condition he was in.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are times where I got to act fast.
Yeah, but that's not the time to be throwing hands. Like if I gotta take a whiz
or
the other thing, that's not the time for me to be throwing punches.
What is this, a Who song?
He was restrained until the plane could land and the Kansas City police could arrest him. FAA confirming that Alaska Airlines flight 411 had to land, they say without incident, in Kansas City following a passenger disturbance. This always confuses me.
This is going to be a diarrhea situation. Right.
I would tip just...
Please, Mr. Aircraft.
I'm begging you. Right.
This is going to be bad.
No, bad for everybody, yeah, not bad, just me.
Bad for everyone.
Right. No, please. See, but you're going to get somewhere with that, yes, as opposed to I'm going to storm the cockpit and bring the plane down.
Well, probably.
Right?
Yes.
This confuses me every time I'm at an airport and I'm looking out at the planes. Alaska Airlines,
mm-hmm,
with service from JFK to Los Angeles. My understanding is that I just always assume that all those planes are going to Alaska.
We're going to Alaska.
Right? You've got that delightful Eskimo person. I don't think you're supposed to say Eskimo, but an Eskimo on the
We will come get you and then take you to Alaska.
Yes.
And then we will take you home from Alaska.
You can come to
That's
Alaska.
What you,
yes. It seems unfair to me that Alaska Airlines has flights from New York to Los Angeles.
Unfair how?
Well, it just seems like it's false advertising, mm-hmm, isn't it?
Sure.
Right? I mean, if you're going to be Alaska Airlines, at some point, like, does the plane land in Nome? Why are we doing this?
There's no place like Nome.
that's what they say, yeah. Speaking
Boy,
of...
Boy, I bet that's everywhere.
Speaking of, have you seen the trailers for this new movie with Renee Zellweger as Judy Garland?
No.
It's something else.
Oh, yeah? I'm guessing you're saying later day, Julie?
Yes.
Later day.
Crazy Judy Garland.
Nice.
And I'm telling you right now, you and I aren't much for horror movies. This might be our Halloween picture.
Okay. When's that come out?
I think around Halloween.
Nice.
Yeah, I just saw a trailer for it.
Oh, my God. I'm going to be a two-year-old kid again. sleeping with my back to the wall.
It looks pretty scary. Number two on the top five
I got a small glass of water by the bed just in case the Wicked Witch shows up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sleeping with my back to the wall just so Judy Garland can't sink her big long nails in my back.
You were terrified as a child that Judy Garland, not from the Wizard of Oz, but
no.
The old lady that would show up on the talk shows, was coming to eat you.
I was terrified of two characters in that movie.
Yeah.
One was the real actress.
Uh-huh.
Who Snickers. Was only like 40 years old when I was terrified of her.
No, that's the thing. Yeah.
I mean, she beat herself up pretty good.
Her 40 looks an awful lot like a hard 70.
It does.
Yeah, yeah. Those of you who are with us, be with us! Snickers released a limited edition Snickers bar.
Yeah. Snickers!
How do I not have that ready? This is shame on me.
Dereliction of duty.
Snickers has a hit on their hands, a brand new limited edition Snickers where they replace the peanuts with pecans. Are you intrigued?
Oh, sure, absolutely. I've had it with the almonds. Those are good.
Really?
Yeah.
The Snickers pecan, which is note to evoke notes of pecan pie deliciousness. They're doing this because it's now officially autumn.
Yeah.
SnickersPecan.com went live, and within moments, they had to shut it down. They sold out their entire...
Blowing people's minds.
Entire inventory of the Snickers Pecan.
Mm-hmm.
Just, they couldn't get enough of it. So I have to wonder if that means they'll make more of it, or is this something where people were buying it because they want to stockpile it and then sell Snickers bars online
for
$10 a pop?
You know what's a good candy bar?
What's that?
The Heath bar. That's a darn fine candy bar.
Couldn't disagree with you more.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You got trouble with toffee, huh?
Not a fan of toffee.
Huh. Is it too mature a taste?
I don't care for the taste, and I don't care for a candy bar that's going to say, hey, Dave, I'm going to be in your mouth for the next 9 hours.
It takes you that long?
It gets stuck in your teeth.
Well, it can if you're too aggressive.
Well, and I think you know when
did you ever do that as a kid? I think I did it as an adult.
Swing with a big hammer. What's
where you would take, like, what are the real sticky, like the gummy bears or whatever, and bite down real hard on your molars or whatever with one, and like try to seal your mouth shut. Did you ever do that?
That's what I'm trying to do. I want to see if I can.
I
want to
see if I could. Because it's going to dissolve eventually. It'll break down.
I dig it.
But you ever do that? Where you try to actually kind of glue your teeth shut?
I don't know that I could say that I've tried to shut my mouth permanently with a gummy bear. That might be a you thing. You might be on your own there.
I can't be the only person. I can't.
Well, how about reaching out to us on the Oscars Pub text line, everybody? 470-23-NACHO. It's open 24/7.
What Oscars isn't. The text line is.
No, the text line is, and Oscars is pretty much open.
Yeah, bottoms up, everyone. It's a happy hour at Oscars Pub. $2.50 domestic bottles, $2.50 wells, and $5 glasses of wine Monday through Friday from 2 till 6 at Oscars Pub. Check out Bettendorf's newest pub. It's Oscars Pub, 5027 Competition Drive, next to the TBK Sports Complex.
Trying to find the...
That's okay. The podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a new home. They're in the Village of East Davenport at 2115 East 12th Street, where their bridal sale is going on right now. Come in and check out their engagement rings, starting at just $350, and their large selection of GIA-certified loose diamonds. They offer free cleanings and inspections. Come in and experience their impeccable customer service. Visit Mary, Terry, and Ellen today. Their passion for jewelry and gems will be present each time they find the perfect piece for you. Come in and see and feel the difference. They're open Tuesday through Friday from 10 till 5:30 and Saturday from 10 till 3. Check them out at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com and like them on Facebook. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Interested in booking the Capriati's food truck for your private party, place of business, or event? Call 563-284-2331 or email capriatisfoodtruck@gmail.com.
Here now is the I'm trying to find the Judy Garland video because this thing
With Renee Zellweger.
Yeah, she does a good job of like just her facial expressions are very creepy old
Catherine O'Hara type stuff.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm on a bunch of goofballs right now, folks.
Judy Garland was 40.
I've been entertaining you since I was a baby.
So Judy Garland was 47 when she died.
Yeah.
I'm the Judy Garland birthday today.
Nice.
How creepy is that?
Well, you've got a...
I look much better than she did.
You've
taken better care of myself.
You've got a lot of self-destruction in 12 months to accomplish.
I don't see it happening.
I don't know that you could.
That would be something else. Trying to play catch up with Judy Garland the self-destruction.
I've got to somehow get my... I can't... I'm not talking about... not talking about suicide.
Yeah, she just...
Somehow I have to drive myself into the ground in a year.
She wasn't 47 very long, like a couple of weeks. I'm almost older than Judy Garland was when she died. Like, I'm already older than she was when she's doing that crazy stuff, screaming at people and doing her memoirs.
See what you're owed? You've been such a good guy about it. You've been such a good kid. It's time for you to lose your mind.
Number three in our top five things.
Cut loose.
There is a...
you have it coming to you.
A new bet you can do online. You know that there's legalized gambling.
That's what
I
hear.
On the Iowa side. There's a new bet you can make, a new prop bet. The Buffalo Bills are playing the New England Patriots. Both teams are undefeated, by the way.
And the game, I believe, is it in Buffalo?
Yes, it is.
I think it is in Buffalo.
Which is why this is an interesting prop bet. You can bet actual money on will a dildo get thrown onto the Bills field or sideline during the course of the game.
I don't see how you can do that, because that's a bet that you can make happen.
Sure is. For each Patriots visit in the last three seasons, a dildo has gotten thrown on the field. And in some cases, multiple dildos in a single game.
There's multiple dildos, aren't there?
The odds for calling it a four-peat here with the dildos getting thrown on the field. Right now, it's yes, minus 140. No, plus 100.
Who picks those up?
The dildos? I imagine they have somebody there in Buffalo, and that's their job. The dildo wrangler.
Hello.
Corey, get out there and pick up that dildo.
And that's what his t-shirt says. Yes. And that's also his CB handle, too. The dildo wrangler.
They're the Buffalo Bills.
They call
They're the Buffalo Jills.
The dildo wrangler.
I'm Buffalo Thrills.
It's a tribute to Glenn Campbell.
The entire show is. Number four on our top five things. I wonder what your take is going to be on this one, Darren.
Four.
I tell you what, I'm going to tell you.
Yes.
It's your birthday.
Yes.
But I'm having a heck of a good time.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. I hope our listeners are as well. Let us know at 470-23 Nacho. The guy who did the Labradoodle breed.
Yeah.
He's now saying it's the greatest regret of his life.
Why?
The Labradoodle. Because I think he doesn't like, he says he it's a Frankenstein's monster. He opened up a Pandora's box.
Wouldn't have somebody else done it?
Hmm. Interesting.
I mean, you're just talking, you know.
Interesting. Somebody else would have gotten to the idea.
Hey, why don't you guys too?
Do you know why this Labradoodle was invented in the first place?
To be, so that it was hypoallergenic?
Yes, which is you will explain is not true.
Yes,
there's no such thing as a hypoallergenic dog.
Yes, but that was the idea.
Right. Well, they're less. You're less likely to have episodes. They're not as.
They don't lose as much hair.
Right. Not as much of the dander that drives people like me crazy who are allergic to dogs. So this guy is in Australia, and he does Labrador retrievers, and he breeds them specifically for the purpose of being guide dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I know that you're not a fan of breeding.
I am not.
But this is for a specific purpose. Mm-hmm. This is not boutique dogs.
Yeah.
He's getting Labrador retrievers for guide dog purposes.
Yes.
This is like in the late 70s, early 80s.
Okay.
So this woman is blind. She needs a guide dog.
Mm-hmm.
But she's married to somebody who is allergic to dogs.
I see. Yeah.
So he works on this and works on this and works on this and finally puts it together. And these two... It's a Labrador Retriever and a Poodle.
This should work out for you.
And it did. And it took off like gangbusters. The problem is the dogs are so adorable that everyone's demanding them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like best intentions. He really only wanted these dogs to be available to people with a very specific need.
Uh-huh, right.
And instead, it turned out to be...
Everyone wants one.
Right. So they're... Are they still considered mutts? Or it's not its own breed yet, right? It's not recognized as a breed, I don't think.
It's a crossbreed.
Right. Half-breed.
Half-breed.
Gypsies, tramps,
and thieves.
That's
all I ever heard.
Five.
Half-breed.
Five.
How I learned to hate the word.
Finally, number five. If you're so inclined, you can have your Amazon Alexa sound not like Alexa, but like Samuel L. Jackson.
No.
This is something you can pay a little extra money for, and when you ask Alexa questions, it'll just sound exactly like Samuel L. Jackson's in there. And you can pay extra to have him swear at you.
Nice.
Yeah, now you're on board.
That's not bad.
Right?
Yeah. I might need that for GPS, too.
I think you're right on about that. Yeah, this is going to roll out here in a couple of weeks.
Although they've got GPS options, don't they? Aren't there, you have options for your GPS, don't some people provide?
I think for like the units, like if you have a Garmin unit, you can have...
Didn't even John Cleese do it?
Yeah, I think so. But that's, you know, that's John Cleese sitting in a studio and saying, turn left, turn right.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be, like, he just made all, they have all of the sounds so that they can synthesize it so that he'll say whatever you want him to say. I think that's how that's going to work, right? And those were your top five things.
The Top Five Things podcast is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. How about a matcha green tea served hot or over ice? And being that it's autumn, fall into a pumpkin pie latte and a chai tea. Try a super tasty protein puck pack full of fruits and nuts, a great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. And if you'd like to reach out to us, use the Oscars Pub text line, 470-23-NACHO, Oscars Pub. Again, coming up on Saturday, October 12th, it's Oscars Pub's Beer Fest, including a team beer pong tournament, Van's Pizza's bread nugget eating contest, and live music from the Betterman and Milwaukee's own Pat McCurdy. Get those tickets in advance. Just go to Oscars Pub's Facebook page. They've got a link there. You can get those in advance for $5. They will be $10 day of.
So the Onion AV Club, the AV Club has put out this thing where you talk about concerts.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask you about concerts, and you answer as honestly as you can or can remember, okay?
Okay.
What was your first concert?
Cheap Trick.
What year would that have been?
1981.
Where was that at?
March 15th, the Ides of March.
Oh, beware.
Palmer Auditorium.
No kidding. My first would have been Johnny B. and the Leisure Suits at Poplar Creek Auditorium, 1987.
That's not an auditorium.
Well...
Poplar Creek Auditorium?
Amphitheater. What do we call it? The champagne cocktails. What's the last concert that you've seen?
Nick Lowe.
And that was when?
A couple Saturdays ago.
I think my last show was Helmut and Bush. And was that...
Helmut and Bush?
2 years ago? It's been a while. I don't go to
Where
concerts.
Where did you see Helmut and Bush?
It was in the District of Rock Island.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that was a pretty good show,
actually. Yeah, so mine was in Iowa City. Do you need to know that?
Yeah, it's yeah. When and where is also helpful. What is the best concert you've ever been to?
I don't know.
If you had to guess.
Okay, let's say the Bruce show that we saw in St. Louis.
That was a good one.
Let's just say that then if you
that
want to.
That was a good one. I put down, I saw them Crooked Vultures do basically their only show.
Oh, right. I remember when you did that.
I saw them at the Metro with like
three. Who was in that band again? Wait a minute. I know who it was.
Yeah.
David Grohl.
Yeah, Dave Grohl.
Josh Homme.
Yeah, from Queens of the Stone Age.
And then...
And on bass?
John Paul Jones.
That's Zeppelin's John Paul Jones.
Yeah.
It's an amazing show.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say that was the best. Pearl Jam and Moline was pretty damn good, too.
Yeah. Okay.
Worst concert you ever went to?
The worst one.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. The worst show... I've ever seen.
The worst. Where, and, you know, it could be that the band wasn't good, the crowd wasn't good. I'll give you mine.
You know what? I think I saw Motley Crue and didn't care for it. I'll okay. go with that.
Motley Crue. When would that have been?
When would that have been?
What tour?
Because
their last couple times through here, I heard were not great.
It would have been one of those.
Okay. My worst show ever, Palmer Auditorium, 1994. August and Everything After Tour, Counting Crows.
Oh.
Horrendous.
Huh.
He was an ass.
Yeah.
The crowd was stupid. They wanted to crowd surf.
Yes.
It's Counting Crows. There. It was horrible. And then I saw them at the Adler years later, not that long ago, and they were just as bad. I've seen them three times. The other time was opening up. I saw Cracker open up for them, but I only went because I wanted to see Cracker.
The thing about your Counting Crows was
he
was trying to change the arrangements
when
the band was only 6 months old as far as everyone knew.
He was tired of singing Mr. Jones.
Right, the way.
So he was doing like this William Shatner thing.
Yeah.
Mr. Jones. And me. And we're like, what the hell? This is still in power rotation.
Right.
You haven't been around long enough to be old.
Yeah, to change the arrangements.
The song.
Right.
Mr. Jones.
Right.
And me?
Yeah.
Finally, haven't seen but wanna. Who do you have on your list for a live act that you haven't seen but you really want to go see?
Well, can I say XTC?
Yes. That's a great one.
They don't tour. They don't play live shows. That
makes
it
difficult. San Diego in 1982.
Right.
I'm told that was going to be quite a show.
What
quite
did
a tour.
You say?
I put down Paul McCartney.
Oh, okay.
I never saw him.
You know, he played Moline.
Yeah, I know. I didn't have the money. Till we get a chance to do the show for you again, everybody.
No, wait a minute. What happens then?
No, we're just sharing information. It's not a win or lose. It's
I thought it was going to be a profile of what I am.
Well, I think it is. I think if you listened carefully, it is. You can go and copy what I did and then post it on Twitter just like I did and then share your concert experience.
Well, that was weird.
What were you expecting? I thought it was going to
tell me something about myself.
You told us a little about you. You see what I did there? I tricked you into sharing. Mm.
The podcast has originated from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 50th. I preferred planking.
The day is mine.
The podcast has originated from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Enjoy one of Capriati's specialty party trays or build your own by choosing a combination of cold subs. And for that extraordinary event, build your own perfect meatball sub with Cap's Meatball Bar. Capriati's signature homemade meatballs are made from scratch daily and simmered in a classic marinara sauce. Every meatball bar comes with sliced provolone, Romano cheese, and baked rolls. Get it for your next big occasion, and if you're just there for lunch or dinner, if you're treating yourself to lunch, mention Nacho Radio, and you'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one. We will be back next week. Good luck, everybody, with your cover five. I'm going to try to use it as a voodoo doll.
Like what you're doing there. Until we get a chance to do it for you again, hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, representing. This is for the Quad Cities reppin' spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Hey, Brian, want to get the rock out of here?
Rock yeah.